Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So often you're kind of taught that you're never supposed to bite the hand that feeds you. And yet, that is generally because people are terrified you'll win. With that in mind, I'm Sean Ferrick for What Culture, and here are 10 actors who sued the studios. Number 10, Harry Shearer, Studio Canal Universal Music, This Is Spinal Tap. The rockumentary This Is Spinal Tap from the 1980s remains one of the funniest movies ever made about what goes on a band, in tour, the mysterious deaths of all of those drummers. It's good crack. However, in 2016, Harry Shearer filed a suit against Universal Music and Studio Canal for merchandising and rights to the music from the film. You see, Shearer, Reiner, Guest, and Michael McKean had all been creative when it comes to the music in the film, in which case it was their property, and they had not, according to Shearer, seen more than $200 from it. The case was a success for Shearer. It was actually, they ruled in favor of this team. Now, that meant that the rights for the music reverted to this creative team, which means it's possible we might get a This Is Spinal Tap 2 at some point in the future, but it also meant that they rightfully started to get revenue from the work that they had created. Number 9, Timothy Hurl, Netflix, Stranger Things, The Drive-In Experience. In 2020, actor Timothy Hurl filed a suit against Netflix, citing issues in terms of safety on the set of the Stranger Things Drive-In Experience. This was a tie-in to obviously go with the show, and particularly they had recreated some scenes from the third season. Initially, Hurl was cast as a Demogorgon, but when he started to talk about his worries about some of the safety measures on set in regards to COVID-19, he was abruptly changed to cast member in hazmat suit, according to his complaint. Then, once he started to bring to light the fears that people had about carbon monoxide poisoning from being so close to all of the cars at this drive-in experience, he alleges that he was unceremoniously dumped from the show via Zoom based on what he calls a bogus claim that he had made a woman feel uncomfortable on set. This case is still ongoing. Number 8, Sylvester Stallone, Warner Brothers, Demolition Man. Sylvester Stallone brought a suit against Warner Brothers, citing loss of income based on the contracts that had been negotiated around Demolition Man and a few other movies that he'd been involved in. Now, his claim says that he was due 15% of the gross income from at least Demolition Man. Warner Brothers countered with they had already paid him. What was this about? Go away and leave us alone. I'm paraphrasing slightly. He then countered with they had paid him up until 97 and then nothing until 2014, which is when he complained initially for the first time. They countered with this was all attention grabbing and headline grabbing and he should be happy with what he was given. Just as things were starting to heat up, it was settled out of court with neither party elaborating on what had been agreed to. Looks like this is done, so we'd best move on. Number 7, Crispin Glover, Universal Pictures, Back to the Future 2. This is one of the more famous of the, you know, recent-ish lawsuits that have plagued Hollywood. I say recent, the last 40 years, we'll say. Crispin Glover did not return for Back to the Future Part 2, as he had obviously played George McFly in Back to the Future Part 1. There's been several reasons cited throughout the years, and in a recent interview he said that it was really his problem with the ending of the script. He and Zemeckis vehemently disagreed on the ending. They parted ways. However, his character appeared in the sequel, and through the use of several blockings, face masks, depicting the character this way, that way, and some stock footage, the film makes it look as though Crispin Glover is still in the movie. Glover took them to court. Not only did he win, but there is also now a clause in actors' contracts that prevents this exact thing from ever happening again. So Glover did not just win for himself, but he also struck a victory for all actors in the industry. Number 6, Robin Williams, Gold Circle Films, Cop Out, A Couple of Dicks. This one, unfortunately, did not go the way that the Robin Williams estate wanted it to go, because Robin Williams alleged that he had been on a pay or play deal when it came to the making of a film, A Couple of Dicks. Now, that meant that whether or not the film got made, he still got paid. Didn't happen, and it was thrown out of court. So you would be thinking, God, why is that taking up a spot on this list? Well, it's because it's kind of a funny story. So the film was eventually released as Cop Out. Now, it starred Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan, and it was directed by Kevin Smith. Why is that interesting? Smith says it was one of the most soul-crushing experiences of his life working with Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis countered with, Smith was so high the entire time that he couldn't work with him. Really, the bit about the lawsuit is probably not the most important bit here. It really just seems like it was a bloody awful film to work on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Number 5. Faison Love, Universal Pictures, Couples Retreat. Faison Love might be most recognizable to people as the gruff boss in Elf, but he was also in the 2009 film Couples Retreat. You wouldn't know that if you had been looking at the posters overseas. And that is where this lawsuit stems from. Love brought a case against Universal Pictures saying that all people of color had been removed from promotional material overseas. Initially, things looked like it was going to be a quick fix. Universal Pictures said, look, we'll get rid of that poster, the one without him in it, and also they will give him, you know, career-making roles. Be grand, Love, be grand. Didn't happen. And in fact, his complaint alleges Universal straight up lied to him. Now, things were getting pretty serious. Love was trying to fast track depositions from other witnesses. Universal Pictures were gearing up their own defense team. And then, almost as suddenly as it came, it was gone. Again, settled out of court. And everyone seems to be keeping pretty quiet about the details. Number 4, Terrence Howard, 20th Century Fox, Empire. This one's a bit of a weird one. Terrence Howard brings a suit against 20th Century Fox and Empire for the use of his likeness in promotional material for the show Empire. Initially, Fox counters with, in your contract, you signed the rights to your likeness for promotional materials for this show over to us. What's your problem? Howard countered with, That's right, I did. I'm paraphrasing everything. He says, that's right, I did. Promotional material created for this show. The image that he took issue with, which he says is a flipped and altered image that he took for Hustle and Flow, not Empire. Therefore, he said he had not given permission for the use of this particular image. I mean, technically he's right. It is a bit of a weird one though. Number three, Sharon Stone, MGM, Andrew Vanya, and Mario Casar, Basic Instinct 2. In 2001, MGM announced that the then upcoming sequel to Basic Instinct was going to be put on hold indefinitely. The same day, star Sharon Stone filed a suit against the producing team in the studio saying that she had been promised $14 million for taking part. And also, as part of that $14 million, she was suing for lost revenue for projects she had turned down so that she could appear in the film. Now, MGM had countered with, basically, once Michael Douglas had passed on returning for the sequel, they were convinced the film was dead. They thought Stone was not enough of a box office draw at that point that they could guarantee Basic Instinct 2 was going to be a success. Besides, they also said that the producing team had moved on to other projects, which at the time was Terminator 3. The film did eventually end up getting made. That is effectively how Universal got Stone to drop the lawsuit. However, judging by the reviews of that film, don't quite know if we can call that one a victory. Number two, Scarlett Johansson plus others. Now, the news is coming out that Scarlett Johansson has sued Disney for loss of earnings over their decision to release Black Widow on their Disney Plus streaming service as well as theatrically. This, the lawsuit claims, has directly led to Scarlett Johansson receiving far less than what she was originally promised in her contract because her salary was said to be based on box office receipts. Now, Disney have released quite a scathing reply to this, which basically says it was, you know, poor form to sue over this in the current climate. However, this has kind of opened the door a little bit to some more news that's coming to us now. Apparently, John Krasinski and Emily Blunt are seeking to basically get compensation from Paramount over what they feel is lower than expected salaries for A Quiet Place 2, which of course was meant to go specifically to theatrical release, and now it's available online. Also coming out this week is that Gerard Butler is suing over his 2013 film Olympus Has Fallen in a case of alleged Hollywood accounting. He feels that he is down $10 million in profits from the film. Now, of course, with all this happening, this could then just be the floodgates opening. Former reporter for The Hollywood Reporter, Matt Belloni, has speculated in a recent newsletter that Emma Stone may be the next one to sue Disney over lower than expected box office receipts and salary for her film Cruella, which, despite doing very, very well with critics, obviously has pulled in slightly less than expected. It seems like it's a fairly crazy time to be an accountant in Hollywood at the moment. Number one, Olivia de Havilland, Warner Brothers, the studio system. Olivia de Havilland is the original boss when it comes to Hollywood. She was, until her death in 2020, the last surviving true star of the golden era of Hollywood. She, in the 1940s, successfully brought down the studio system that had really not been working in actors' favors. Specifically, she had a massive problem with the way contracts were negotiated. California Labor Code Section 2855 stated that over a 7-year period, whatever the studio wanted you to do for 7 years, you were at their beck and call. Now, in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, Hollywood lawyers had successfully managed to interpret that law to say it was 7 years in total. What's important about that is that they wanted 7 years, 7 times 365 days of work out of the actors. In a perfect world, nobody works 24/7. So this meant that these contracts could extend for years and years and years until they had fulfilled the 7 times 365. On August the 23rd, 1943, de Havilland sued Warner Brothers. In a landmark decision, on December the 8th, 1944, the California Court for Appeal of the Second District ruled that the common sense law stated that it was 7 calendar years for the beginning of contracts, not 7 consecutive years. You cannot overstate how important this is for Hollywood. It brought down that original studio system. And despite Hollywood boss Jack Warner's best efforts, de Havilland's career did not suffer because of this. She was quickly snapped up by Paramount Pictures, which led to her getting her first Best Actress Oscar in 1946-47 for To Each Their Own. Olivia de Havilland won, Hollywood studio system, nothing.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.